from KQED.
If you want to start a business, you usually need money. And that money has often come from banks. Small, minority, and women-owned businesses often have a hard time getting bank loans. And that means they haven't been able to grow as fast as other businesses. Enter online lending with a fix. This booming industry promises quick and convenient access to financing. KQED's Farida Javala-Romero has been taking a hard look at online lending. For this first story, she visited two Bay Area business owners who say that online loans have really helped.
It's early morning and Tina Paclobar is managing drivers at the loading docks right outside her office in an industrial area of Hayward.
What's your partner today?
My partner is Andres.
Andres, yeah.
At 5 feet tall with bright pink hair, she looks tiny next to these 26-foot trucks. She says the drivers are about to pick up furniture for the day shift.
As well as we have drivers coming back in from last night who went and delivered bread to the local schools, to the local restaurants.
Paclobar just got back herself from delivering bread all night. She and her partner, Jane Naselli, do whatever it takes to keep their delivery company running.
You know, when you decide to own your own business, it's all about you. And yes, you put in a little bit more time into it, but it's for you.
The Filipina women made their first deliveries 14 years ago with a single-used GMC van. Now they have 6 trucks and 8 drivers. With revenue close to $1 million and growing, they wanted to upgrade their vehicles.
We've been banking with Citibank for a long time. Just this year, we decided to try to get a loan.
They applied for $75,000. But after tons of paperwork and weeks of waiting, they were rejected. The bank told them it was because of some late payments on Paclobar's credit card.
Big banks have not worked for us.
Since the Great Recession, big national banks have cut down on their small business loans, amounts below $100,000 or $250,000. One reason is that smaller loans are just not profitable enough for banks. Online lenders are stepping in to fill that need for credit. Paclobar and Naselli turned to a company called Fundbox, which can approve borrowers in just hours.
I can log into Fundbox and see how all these invoices are here.
Paclobar shows me how Fundbox connects straight into her company's FreshBooks accounting software. It allows Fundbox to see their income, expenses, how much they're owed in real time. When they first applied, Fundbox's algorithms crunched through that data to calculate whether to give them a loan. Now, with the click of a button, Paclobar and Naselli can borrow thousands of dollars at a time.
And that money will be in my bank account in 2 days.
They've used those loans to pay for vehicles and other stuff they need to grow their business. One reason they were able to get that money in the first place is that Fundbox doesn't consider personal credit history. Greg Powell heads marketing for Fundbox in San Francisco. He says good business owners often miss out on bank loans because their credit score isn't good enough.
You could still have a very healthy business. And so that's why what we're doing is, I think, so important, is that we're really looking at the health of the business and not the individual.
This company is one of hundreds in the growing financial technology sector. FinTech is on track to lend $90 billion per year by 2020, according to analysts quoted in a U.S. Treasury report.
I think this is a really positive thing for the small business owner.
Karen Mills is a senior fellow at Harvard Business School. She used to head the U.S. Small Business Administration under President Obama and saw a lot of small businesses underserved by banks.
Women-owned businesses, minority-owned businesses, people who wanted the smallest dollar loans were all having trouble getting access to the capital that they need.
But Mills says she's also seen some business owners get burned by online loans with really high annual interest rates, more than 90% in some cases. Jose Corona says those costs can put entrepreneurs out of business. He works with small minority businesses as the director of equity for Oakland's mayor.
When you really dig down and peel the layers of what how they're actually doing and the kind of products they're offering, it's nothing short than online payday lending.
People in fintech recognize some of the annual interest rates sound shockingly high. But they say many clients pay loans in a matter of weeks or months. So the annual percentage rate can be misleading because it makes the loan sound more expensive. For business owners, it can be really hard to figure out the real cost of a loan. And that needs to change, says Karen Mills.
It is extremely important that we make it transparent and make sure the bad actors don't take advantage of some of these small business owners.
Tomorrow, I've got the story of another business owner who got into deep financial trouble after he took on an online loan. In Hayward, I'm Farida Yavala Romero, KQED News.